Good morning, Orion. Slip me a little crimson, Timson. Give me the lowdown, Brown, and what's the scoop, Betty Boop? My voice is all over town. What you got here is the virgin broadcast of Radio 1. I trust that you choose Radio 1 for all your radio needs. And well, Christ, that's not just because we're the only station on Orion. Instead, I like to think it's because you've got the host with the most, me. Good old Tanglewire Tom Worson. And if Tanglewire knows one thing, it's that he's worthy of listening to. I'm up here in the shop. With me, as always, is my partner in crime, Turpentine. Say hello, Turpentine. All right, that's about enough. Well, I know everyone in the booming town of Prospect has been itching like a hairless cat for a quick spread of news, but with a paper shortage and a hard time printing, that's a mite bit hard to pull off. And well, by paper shortage, I mean there's nothing on this planet to make paper out of, and well, we have no printing press, so you know, Christ, there it is. Town criers, slow as mud. Anyways, we have our radio tubes and a little trickle of spare power on the grid if we broadcast when the sun is high, so here we go. Our new homeworld's first radio news. I feel like Edward R. Murrow, or, you know, Anderson Cooper, but with infinitely worse hair. So, I want to pull on your coat about something here this afternoon and tell you what's been happening in the lovely town of Prospect. As is obvious, we need to first thank the boys and girls at Sun and Power. I'm talking about Gregory Yeager, Sean Smith, Catherine Anderson, and Desiree Henson. Getting electricity to flow down here is a trial, but they gave juice to the sheriff's office and the mill, and, you know, well, the barbershop, of course, and the public house, and yours truly up here in the shop on Gallows Hill. They deserve a medal for juicing the public house, though the barber's pretty important as well, I suppose. It took him a month of Sundays, and the power's just a trickle, like old man Dave Appice when his bladder's full, but Christ, you know, I'll take it. I also want to thank the lovelies at Rocks and Crystals, who figured out how to make our peculiar minerals from the Prospect Mines into crystal radio sets. Without Luke Arthur, Ron Mills, Juan Mora, Cara Birch, and Alyssa Davis, the crystal sets you're listening to wouldn't be possible, and my dulcet voice would be alone in the telegraph shop cursing at all the shit that just doesn't work anymore. Well, except for Turpentine. So you might be asking yourself, self, what news does old Tanglewire have that he can share with us before the clouds slouch in and kill our power? And well, here goes. And be warned, it ain't all beer and Skittles. The big question, of course, is an update on everyone's favorite seed ship, the Valentina Treshkova. The old bird is still in orbit. After all these years, our local woodworker Scriv and her partner in skies, Alyssa Denby, can see it with their telescopes, and well, it still has lights running, but no contact. Quiet as a cricket. Of course, we can't get a radio signal to work for shit. Our broadcast starts and stops with the Prospect city limits, so they can't hear us on the Valentina. No contact, no supply drops. It just whirls around the planet, dry as a dervish, day in, day out, lit up like Bradley Sullivan after a night at the bar. But if the ship's got a secret, it ain't spilling it. I like to think Captain Destiny Dene and Science Officer Carrie Wobey are still alive, and they came up with a dozy of a last-minute save and got everyone off the ship. But the Prospect in me thinks maybe they're all floating in the great black void due to hull breaches, or hell, still frozen in their pods. But Christ, you know, either way, we're here and they're not, so let's tip a glass and tap an ass in their honor. In Orion animal domestication news, we have the horses and dogs, the critters that our xenobiologist Amber Elstad has rightly dubbed the Slipner and the Fenris. Megan George and Tarina Avila have a group of youngins they pulled out of working in the mines, and they're out trying to find tameable Sleipners. If they name a few, they'll breed them down at Aaron Taylor's farm and hope that Jonathan Vickers can get them to do the alien horse tango and have some sort of Darwinian Prozac babies that we can ride or, you know, pull a plow. A man can dream. The dogs, though, hell, they're still rough. Virgil Deaton insists they can be domesticated and used as guards, but so far they've killed Angela Lepsick, Brad Allred, and Deborah Joe Hendershot, and removed the hands, fingers, or noses of several boys and girls who happen to be out in the prairie. The crazy thing is, common wisdom has it that all mayhem was caused by just one Fenrir. The folks who live in the Narrows call him Mr. Big Pooper. You ask old Tangle, that's just Big Pooper's way of saying howdy. And on to mining news. Rocks and Crystals found a new vein of some strange stuff. Glows a bit once it's been in the sun. Jeremy Lyon, Dirty Dans, and Matt Hutter are working on making lights out of them for the streets, but well, Tommy Tapia has the minimal rights on that vein and may or may not decide to be city generous. The council may have to force his hand for the greater good if you ask old Tangle, because, well, you know Tommy Tapia, tight as a cheap whore's ass. Also, the sheriff's caught several miners from Milner's Dig lying for no good reason. He wanted me to spread the news, and everyone should avoid that area until we can find out if they're just liars or if it's Razor's Bane. The barber plans to close up shop just as soon as this lovely broadcast is done and go investigate. And well, I, like you, dear listener, hope that truly means investigate instead of, you know, kill them all. But you know how the barber works. Fill the marble orchard with a whole line of fresh bodies if that's what it takes, you know, pending on a just the worst kind of a scenario. Few other words about town. Philip Hickox and Nicole Cooper are planning to get married. Robin Ferguson, the first human born on Orion, marks her 40th birthday next Wednesday, so, you know, bake her a cake. The dung prospector, Rick McAlpine, claims to have seen robed human figures at night, in the woods, by himself, again. Is it Pentagram Sam, the devil's right-hand man, or a case of chewing too much dream bark and, you know, tripping balls? Or Christ, we have a coven of witches worshiping dark gods down in our minds. You know, I always want the witches, but lean towards the hallucinogens. His wife, Heidi Martindale, and his partner in the dung works, Connor Brennan, are asking you to report him to the sheriff if you see him out at night, because, you know, he's not too right in the head. That crazy so-and-so that calls himself War Scribe is mounting the annual expedition to Center Rock to see if anyone shows up from the other would-be colony sites. Old Tangle is hopeful that someone will show, but hope ain't all it's cracked up to be. Maybe this is the year that we find proof of other survivors of that botched drop on this rock, but then again, every year takes those odds down a peg that we'll get nothing but no-shows. Some people don't care a continental about the Center Rock, but it gets my innards all tickled. Great Big Pete, Blue Lake, and Josh Oldendentel are going to lead up a wayfinding on the expo, and Abram Thomas, Craig Gallup, and Ty Gerard are going to go along so they can catalog plants that they can turn into grain alcohol or, you know, paper. Those folks walk the chalk and throw themselves in danger for you and me, so, you know, bake them a fucking cake too. Tien and Jerry and Jennifer Anderson have a new still running and have clearance from the Miners Bureau to sell their wares. I'm sipping on some of their clear stuff right now, and well, it's shining the moon, and it's a wonderful burn. But don't worry, buddy, it's not as smooth as your stuff, Turpentine. Takes practice, ladies. Sarah Davidson and her grease-belly pupils, Shay Gustafson and Rachel Englehart, have a barbecue tonight, so if you're into eating rock jumpers, they'll be slathered in sauce and ready to jump into your belly today and out your trousers tomorrow. And those alfalfa desperados named Patch Rat and Alara Bow over at Chris Strain's farm have come up with something kind of like a peach. J.C. Russell and Jude McConkie claim they can make edible pies out of them, but old Tangle needs to taste it to believe it. So bring them up the hill, and I'll tout your wares on Radio 1. Well, Turpentine's given me the hand sign that says the power's flickering and the meter is running low. We'll have to check the breakers and make sure it's not on our end. But I think I have time for one more announcement. Stephanie Menzies and Stephanie Milosevic down at the brothel are doing a two-for-one sale. I don't know what you'd do with plural Stephanies, but you can take that up with Madame Smith Bosch at the door. Just be sure to wear a black hat down there so you don't catch a case of the sheep tickle trickle. You know, as with all good things, I've got to bring our little broadcast to a close. This is Radio 1 signing off. I'll see you next time unless you see me first. And as old Tanglewire always says, good digs, no lies, and look to the skies.